As of last week, UW La Crosse had received 300 nasal spray doses of the H1N1 vaccine. Dr. Brian Allen is the director of student health at UWL. Allen says they will finish vaccinating priority groups this week. If the university receives more vaccine, the question, Allen says, is who will get it.
That's what we're still debating. We're done with priority group. Now we have this 100 doses. What do we do with that? How do you decide who gets it next? So we might just kind of keep going down in groups like, okay, what about our student teachers who are out in the classroom and exposed to all these sick kids? Maybe that's the next logical group that at least has a higher risk than the folks on campus.
Paula Knutson is Dean of Students at UWL. She's also a member of La Crosse County's Pandemic Preparedness Coalition. Knutson says they've only been able to vaccinate those in direct contact with people under the age of 24. Meanwhile, more students and staff are coming down with influenza like illness.
We have seen a spike. We typically do see a spike in influenza-like illnesses come mid-October when midterms hit and the weather starts getting a little colder and people are staying more enclosed. But it seems heightened this time around.
Knutson says there are at least 4 confirmed cases of H1N1 flu at UWL. Unfortunately, Allen says some campusgoers most at risk are still waiting for the vaccine. Those with pre-existing health conditions can't use the nasal spray vaccine because the FDA hasn't yet approved it for them. Allen says he hopes to have the vaccine in shot form sometime in mid-November. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.